He is banning members of the Muslim religion from our country, but I am not of that religion. He is building a wall to keep out Mexicans, but I am not a Mexican. He will not allow us to shelter the suffering, homeless, and dying refugees of war, but I am not a refugee. He intends to torture prisoners, but I will not be one of those tortured. He may cancel the health insurance of 20 million people, but I have other health insurance. He will do away with protections for the environment, but I did not have so many years left to live, and future generations will pay for this, not me. He is moving to further restrict the voting rights of minorities and others who oppose him. But I'm a white man from Tennessee, and I will still be able to vote. He will degrade public education, on which most families depend, while funding private education for the well-off. But I already have my education. He intends to deport some 12 million immigrants, including many who were born and grew up here. But I am not one of those to be deported. He will reverse the civil rights gains made by lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered persons. But I am not one of those persons. He wants to make abortions illegal and even criminal. But I will not be needing an abortion. He will reduce government benefits for the poor and vulnerable to benefit the wealthy and powerful, like himself. But I am not among the poor and vulnerable. He wants more people in more places armed with more guns so the good guys can kill the bad guys. This will but increase our national murder rate more than it already is. But I live a quiet life and am not likely to be among those murdered. So, other than a terrible sadness for the plight of others, will he do me no harm? Well, no harm unless he is able to take away our freedom of speech and of the press and of religion, or from religion if we choose. Unless he can take our rights of travel and free association with others and of voting and debating public issues and of equal treatment under just laws, unless we are left sold out and oppressed with no truthful information on what is happening to us and others in the world, unless he so divides and abuses and insults and provokes others who are not me, that some equivalent of a second American Civil War occurs. A conflict in which the military forces he now commands will be unleashed against citizens who oppose him, as in Assad's Syria and Saddam's Iraq, and Franco's Spain, and Amin's Uganda, and Stalin's Russia, and Hitler's Germany. Unless his constant and unpredictable anger and belligerence toward other peoples and nations leads us into nuclear destruction, which now does not seem all that unlikely. His view of our America is a dark and gloomy one, a view that sees threats on every side and emergencies he must address where none exist. And now that he has gained this power he sought, my own view has turned dark and gloomy as well. If I were a man of power and prominence in the country, and he read these words, I would doubtless be marked for suppression or retribution. But I am not a man of power or prominence, just a worried citizen.